We're so glad you joined us at Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. We are discussing Philippians 3, 1 through 11. And we're going to talk about what we need to do, you know, to be all in knowing our beautiful Jesus Christ.
He's so good. He's so good. So last time we were looking at, we didn't want to put confidence in the flesh, and then we found that there's a difference between the flesh and the spirit, and the difference is that it's knowing Christ. And we examined how knowing and gaining is looking at and that he's dealt with the past, and then finding and faithing is he's dealing with now. And then the knowing and attaining is what he's accomplished for us as we move forward. And we looked at the fact that we talked that this time we're going to examine what it means for us to truly know him. What is it that we have to do? So before we get started, Hosanna's going to read for us our verses.
But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I might gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ Jesus, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain the resurrection of the dead.
May God honor the reading of his word. Wonderful. Thank you. So last time we looked at the knowing, and we said we need to be all in for Christ. And we discussed the fact that we're never told to develop our character in Scripture, but to die to self and knowing Jesus, like keeping him in our forefront and then dying to ourselves. And so we're going to look at some verses that Paul has written. I'm going to have Adriana, would you go to 2 Corinthians 13:5? I'm going to have Hosanna go to 1 Corinthians 2:14. And Sandy, if you'll look up Romans 7:18, we're going to examine some things that Paul says that these are the things that help us to know Christ and help us to grow in Christ. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves, or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you fail to meet the test.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 2:14. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Okay, Romans 7, 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find.
Okay, I'm going to read it in another translation. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. So I wanted us to see not just finding it, but actually acting on it. Okay, so here we looked at three verses that we can examine that Paul has written to different churches other than Philippi, but they actually show us what it means to be a person who's dying to self, seeking to know the Lord. And then the first one, 2 Corinthians 13:5, he challenges us. He says, examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. What do you think he means by examine yourself? How do you test yourself? What do you do in your life?
I think like a heart check is a major thing. Mm-hmm. Like seeing what's motivating your actions throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I know sometimes I would take a piece of paper with me with my devotional time and my time with Christ, and I would just say, show me. Bring to my mind something I need to change.
Mm-hmm.
And he does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes just like taking a day where you can just go and be alone and be with God, you know, and just really spend time in his word and in essence just kind of prayerfully go to him and be like, okay, God, show me areas of life or in my life where I'm struggling right now.
Mm.
And show me what I need to be working on or what you need to be working on in me and what you have been doing.
Hmm. What have I taken back that I shouldn't have?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think asking your friends also who you trust and are like mm-hmm. spiritual leaders can be really mm-hmm. enlightening.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's really good.
Yep, they can be.
I was thinking through this and what that looks like. And this goes back to, if I'm examining myself, it's what you guys have said, what questioning, going through my day and examining my heart, knowing my attitude, being in the Word, seeking the Lord and having Him speak to me, reveal to me, and then being willing to test motives of the heart. Mm-hmm. And then it is also a willingness to respond. Okay, so if I am testing these things, if I am doing an exam, it means that I have to have active listening occurring. And so you remember in one of the other radio shows I talked about that we're going to have to talk about, you know, having good listening skills. An active listener not only just puts back what they've heard, mm-hmm. but they know how to assimilate and apply into the life, the circumstance, or take it beyond. And so if I'm examining myself, that means that I have to be willing to listen as the input's coming in. Mm-hmm. And I need to know when the test is coming in and I'm getting the grade, that it's not going to be, oh, I just got, you know, a 78. It's, no, okay, so maybe it was a 78, but this is what I'm going to do to shift to make it. And I just think it's so funny because he's like, well, unless you fail the test. And then it's like, oh, you're like, how do I know? How do I know? I get asked often, how do I know if I'm hearing the voice of God? In fact, I had a phone call yesterday from somebody, and they were in Texas, and the question was, is how do I know if I'm hearing the voice of God? And the whole time the person is sharing me the circumstance and the story, it was very clear she knew what the voice of God was, mm-hmm. and what God had told her to do, but she just needed to process it out loud with somebody. Yeah. Because as she was talking, she's like, you know, I don't even know why I'm calling you and asking, because as I'm speaking, I know what the answer is. And I think sometimes with our self-examination, it is that we just have to process it out loud with somebody that mm-hmm. we can trust,
yeah.
that can help us see right. what, if we are truly wanting to know what Christ has for us, what we can gain and what we can faith and what we can attain, then He will make it clear. He does not hide His answers. But I think that we think He does.
Yeah.
And He speaks clearly and will give us that discernment when we need it.
Well, I know sometimes I'll wake up and say, okay, Lord, show me somebody today that is in need that I can help.
Mm. Yep.
You know, but if we're not then going out in the world and looking for that person He's going to put in front of you, if we're not conscious of that, you know, He puts them in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask, they're there.
Right.
Yeah.
And that daily examination needs to go through the filter of the Word. When we're reading the Bible on a regular basis with the intent to hear from God, that self-examination process, it actually isn't even something you have to work at. It's like instant. You pick up and you're convicted and mm-hmm. you know. And that tightening in the chest or whatever, if there's something that you need to repent, bring before God, He'll make it clear. Mm-hmm. It's just the key is we need to be Listen. In the place that He speaks first, and that would be His Word. Okay, so with the 1 Corinthians 2:14, it was read, the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit. I mean, that right there in of itself is huge. Mm-hmm. Often for them it's foolishness, and that's the reason why you can talk to somebody about spiritual things and you can see that glazed look that happens. I'm going to a lot of PT therapy right now, and I'm always a person that will try. I try really hard to always bring Jesus into my stuff, and we're having this conversation, and I'm like sharing my story of what God did, and I could tell instantly that the person's like ears turned off. The uh-huh. instant I said the name Jesus, they shut off. And but I finished telling the story. And because I can't expect somebody who is not of the Spirit to want to hear of the Spirit, and it's not going to make sense to them. And so that person's, the door shut. Because my phone broke, I was also at the Sprint store, and I'm like sharing, and of course the question's like, why are you like with your boots and stuff, what'd you do to your feet? So I started telling him the exact same story, and I wouldn't say he was in the category of shutting down. He would be more in the category of like, okay, that's nice for you, but not for me. Mm-hmm. And so a different level of not being in the spirit, but not shut off to the spirit. Then there's the third level, and that I run into somebody, and I'll just, I don't know, I'm like, whether it's a person at Grace or somebody at church, and because this has happened on multiple times, and they ask me the same question, and I tell them the story, and instant their reaction is, oh, that is so God. I so see God in this. I see how God yeah. was protecting you, and he was watching over you, and God did this, and God's going to do this. And so I had like three levels, I'm experiencing three levels of people's responses to that which is a revelation of how God's at work. I think sometimes we forget that we get hurt, we take it personal when somebody rejects, when something is,
you know, that your feet, which I feel so sorry for you that you have this, but boy, he uses those experiences, and I love how he uses them, because right. you're going through a reason for a reason.
Right.
It might be for you, but it might be for that other person that you were just talking about.
Oh, I just have to tell you right now, I think it's me.
but not, it isn't always.
Right. But we need to understand when their response is and they view it as foolishness, it's not us.
Right.
It's them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had where somebody was telling me about a circumstance and the person's response, and I said, do you understand you did nothing wrong? That's actually that person dealing with their own demon. And that, you know, a believer to believer, and that the person was struggling, mm-hmm. and that that struggle had nothing to do with you as a person. It was what that person's struggle is. And so recognizing that they're in the process of God working out mm-hmm. something that they have to accept in the spirit, and they just hadn't gotten there yet,
right.
you know. And so being willing to do that. So with the examining ourselves and then moving on to the spirit in us, I wrote down, the first one is we have to examine. The second thing that needs to happen in knowing Jesus is we have to accept the things of the Spirit. And so under examining ourselves, I said we need to ask, am I faith walking it? Am I faithing it is what I like to say. You just faith it. You know, am I faithing it? Like, because if I'm not faithing it, it's not of the Spirit of God. And then under the things of the Spirit, am I accepting the Spirit's direction? He's telling me clearly no. And yet I move forward in a yes. Am I listening? And so going back to that listening, and then here's where I told you we'd come back to this. Am I listening, not just with listening ears, but listening with a healthy heart and mind? Am I allowing myself to be where it's filtering through so that it's from a healthy place, the spiritual place, and I'm not allowing the things that I am in the flesh, going back to the flesh, allowing the flesh to rob me from hearing from God? The last verse we read was Romans 7:18, and this one's the one that actually deals with the sinful nature. So it starts with you examine yourself, you align yourself up to the Spirit, and then you have to deal with that sinful nature. And if you're not dealing with that sinful nature, you're not going to know Christ. He died on the cross for our sins to be dealt with. And so it has to be dealt with. And the verse said, for I know that good itself does not dwell in me. And that's my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. We all know that. I don't want to get grumpy when my feet hurt, mm-hmm. but I do get grumpy when my feet hurt. And so I have to be wise in how I choose to do it. And then I'm praying, I like my Jesus me. Just let me be my Jesus me and not my sinful me. It's my mantra right now. Mm-hmm. And so dealing with our sinful nature, I have to ask myself, am I repenting? Because if I'm repenting, that means that I'm turning completely away from it and I'm not doing it. And so knowing what that looks like, and then in dealing with the sinful nature is then going back and saying, where am I putting my trust? And so we see again, it's kind of circular. If my confidence is in my flesh, my trust isn't in Jesus. But if my trust is in Jesus, then my confidence will not be in my flesh. It's always together. So what I want us to do is I want us to read, it's funny because it was like several things in Romans. So Sandy, I'm going to have you, we'll start with the Romans 5, and then I think it's 3 through 11 that I wanted. Let me make sure. But Romans 5, yeah, it's quite long, and so I know, but I want us to hear this. Let's just do 3 through 5 for the moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Romans 3 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that the tribulation produces perseverance, character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, I love that.
So good. I love this passage. What I love is that this passage builds. And so what I want you to see is here it's not a command, you go grow your character. The command is rejoice.
Mm-hmm. The whole Philippians.
Now, isn't that crazy?
Rejoice.
Okay, so if I want my character to grow, if I want to have the character of Christ, if I want to be a person that people see the evidence of Christ in me, it begins in rejoicing in whatever my circumstances are. I'm like, it's almost like it goes antithesis of what our culture says, mm-hmm. you know, and how our culture says you have to do whatever to build it. And so I'm rejoicing as I run into my trials and tribulations, because they build that endurance in me. They help me to get stronger. And so as I'm walking, okay, not really, I'm trying to walk well, but I don't walk well right now. But I'm developing endurance because I am going to another level and saying, I like the Jesus in me. That wasn't a revelation I had at another time mm-hmm. in my life. Mm-hmm. The Jesus, liking my Jesus me is something he has given me because I hit a tree. And so I'm developing that endurance, and he's given me that next thing he wants me to learn so that he can grow that in me. So as endurance happens, or as your word I think was perseverance, mm-hmm. it develops the strength of character. And that's it. Character, the strength of character doesn't happen without trial or tribulation. And that's the reason why we can't say, go build it. You can't go out and say, I'm going to put this trial on me.
Right.
Because that's not it. It's just as it happens mm-hmm. and you're persevering through it, then the strength of character is built. And the character is then which, as it's strengthened, it gives us that confidence that he was talking about. He wants us to be where our confidence is in Christ. We're cemented in Christ. So hope of salvation happens as we allow that to occur and we allow Jesus to be the filter. And it does not disappoint. It never disappoints. So when I'm willing to persevere in Christ and allow him to be the strength in me, I find hope, and I'm not disappointed. I'm actually encouraged.
My grace is sufficient.
Oh, yes, indeed. And so we're so glad that you've been listening to Cultivating Hearts, and we want you to come back. And we are going to focus in on our last section about what this looks like for us as we walk. God bless.